Lift your hands and your voice and appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. The great I am that I am. The God who was, the God who is. The God who is to come. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Master. Breathe upon this service today. Let not one person live here the same way. We give you praise and honor. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. Elohika. Elohino. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Father, we give you the praise and the honor in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning to this wonderful, awesome, auspicious service. Especially our military and paramilitary personnel. Can we give the Lord a big clap of hand? Very soon we shall receive them forward here. And I believe that for many of them, this will be the best day of their lives. In the name of Jesus. I also bring you greetings from the country of Malawi. We had a most exciting experience there. And I will be elaborating that shortly. But before then, our subject this morning is accessing the word. And for this third service, it shall be part three. It shall be part three. Psalm 119, verse 130. And it said, the entrance of thy word giveth life. And it giveth understanding to the simple. Our objective is to understand what to do to access the depths, the light, and the revelation of the word. What do we do to access the depth, the light, and the revelation of the word? I am going to review what we preached on Wednesday, which was the beginning of the service of this message. I'll also slightly review what we preached in the first service, and then we'll proceed to what we have for the second service. One thing is very clear, that if you are looking for anything that borders on life and godliness, the Word of God is the container of the details. Every requisite for a fulfilling life and a fulfilling godly life is contained in this book. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to verse 4. He said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things, not some things, all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue, whereby he has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. You want a fulfilling life. You want a spiritual life that is successful, it is in this word. On Wednesday, we looked at what the revelation of the word of God will do for us. When God opens your eyes and you see the Bible, things you never saw before, what will it do for you? What will revelation do? Number one, we say revelation brings transformation. That's your life changes. Number two, revelation brings a revolution. When God opens his word to you, things change around you. So there is transformation, there is revolution. And third, revelation terminates frustration. I have toiled all night, I caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. You are frustrated in life. Only one word from God will end your frustration. Number four, we say that revelation brings elevation. There is something God will show you that will change your level. It brings elevation. Number five, that revelation brings distinction. You stand out among your colleagues. You stand out among your contemporaries. There is something different about you. It comes by the revelation of the word of God. Number six, we say that revelation brings celebration, authentic celebration. When you find the word of God, you find joy. You can experience celebration in life, a celebrated life from the word. Number seven, revelation brings illumination. Illumination. It's just brightness, light. And that pierces darkness. Eight, we say that revelation brings restoration. What the enemy took from your life, what was stolen from your life. Maybe you lost your health. The word of God can return it. You lost something. It can be restored by the revelation of God's word. And then number nine, we said that revelation gives direction. Maybe you are at a junction of decision. You don't know what to do. Then one word from God just arrives. And then you know the step to take. You know the move to make. And then, the revelation is the basis for creation. God spoke at creation and things were created. Today, I speak to someone's life here today. Every transformation needed in your life, the word of God today shall bring it for you. Every revolution needed in your career and in your business, the word of God shall release it for you. Every frustration you are experiencing in life today, I declare they are arrested by the power of the word of God. Is somebody saying a loud amen at all? Everyone whose life has been stagnated on the same spot, the word of God is changing your level today. Everybody whose life has been covered, the devil does not want you to be seen. I declare your distinction is coming out today. Every victim of depression, every victim of depression, discouragement, hopelessness, by the word I preach today, celebration is coming your way. The Bible said the light shineth in darkness and the darkness comprehended it not. Every area of darkness around your life, by the release of this word, that darkness disappears now. Now I speak restoration. You lost your health, you lost your job, you lost your marriage. Whatever you have lost, I declare restoration right now. You are at a junction and there is confusion. You need to take a step. I declare today, the right step to take, grace to take it is released upon you. And of course, when the word comes, something new begins. Something that was not there before, that is creation. Something that wasn't there before is introduced. Everyone trusting God for something new in your life. Everyone trusting God for something to begin in your life. I declare a new beginning is here upon you. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. And then we began to look at, if I want to see revelation out of the word, if I want to study the word of God and understand it, if I want to benefit from the word of God, what do I do? Number one, be born again. By being born again, I can access revelation from the word. Number two, it is by desperation and hunger. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We looked at that on Wednesday. Number three, by a deliberate search. That is, Lord, I want to know something about this or that. And you went on a search into the word. Then you find, by a deliberate search. Number four, by prayers for discovery. Open my eyes, Lord. Let me see what I haven't seen before. By prayers for discovery. These four we saw last week Wednesday. And then today in the first service, we went to number five. By the help of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God helps us. Because the Spirit of God is the author of the word. Helps us to see out of the word what God wants us to see. By the help of the Spirit. And then we went to number six this morning. Through the love for God. The Bible said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered the heart of man. The things God has prepared for those who love him. The deeper your love for God, the deeper your light from the word. The deeper your love for God, the deeper your light from the word. We said that many people love many things but not God. So they can't see much from God. And then number seven, it is true uprightness of life. The Bible says we should put away superfluity of naughtiness. And all those kind of negative lifestyle, if we can see anything from the word. So we looked at all of that. I believe that was number seven. We looked at all of that in the first service. Now we are going to number eight, which is the first we are dealing with in this service. And that is through the joy of the Lord. Through the joy of the Lord. Through joy and praise in the Lord. Isaiah chapter 12 and in verse 3, the Bible said, therefore with joy you shall draw water from the wells of salvation, from the wells of scripture, from the wells of the word. Through joy, withdraw. Joy is the principal instrument for accessing the depths of God. Also, joy is a principal instrument for accessing the voice of God. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15 and in verse 16, a prophet, the prophet Elisha, wanted to hear the voice of God and he asked for a minstrel to praise. Saturate the atmosphere with joy and praise. And as that minstrel played, his ears were opened. And he heard the voice of God. Acts chapter 13 and in verse 2. While they ministered to the Lord, which means praising the Lord and fasting, the Holy Ghost said, concerning Paul and Barnabas, they were worshiping and they were fasting, and the voice of the Lord came. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to verse 30. Ye shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept. And gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. To be heard. Every time you need to hear the voice of God, you release joy and praise. Whether that voice is to be heard from the Bible, whether you want to hear God out of the Bible, or you want to hear God at the place of prayer, whichever one, joy and praise. The action of celebration is the magnet of inspiration. Inspiration. The action of celebration is a magnet for inspiration. Inspiration from the word. Inspiration in the spirit. Someone say aloud, amen. What light is that there at the back? Hallelujah. And so, true joy in the Lord. See, depression is deprivation of inspiration. Whatever depresses you blocks your spiritual sensitivity. Depression is deprivation of spiritual sensitivity. Whatever makes you depressed is blocking your ears from hearing God. Is blocking your understanding, blocking your channels of inspiration. That is why you must fight depression. You must fight discouragement and fight hopelessness because you are unable to read anything and understand. You can't understand nothing from the scripture. You can't hear nothing from God. That is why people hear voices like, life is not worth it. Why don't you kill yourself? That is the voice of the devil. The only voice that people hear in depression is the voice of the devil. Is the voice of destruction. Is the voice of disaster. If you want to hear the voice of God, you must give away depression deliberately. And you know that joy is not a gift. Joy is a choice. Nobody is gifted to be excited. Somebody only chooses to be excited. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 4. And again, I say unto you, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in your car. Rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in your husband. Rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in your wife. Rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in your job. Rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in your child. Rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in your money. Rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in your house. Rejoice in the Lord means the Lord, let the Lord be the reason for your joy, irrespective of whatever the enemy is doing or saying around you. So even though the fig tree failed to blossom, and there is no fruit in the vine, the labor of the olive perished. Though the fig tree shall not blossom. Business doesn't seem to be moving. There is no fruit in the vine. I have sown, but I'm not seeing the harvest. The labor, the fields is not yielding their meat. The flock seem to be degenerating. And there is no head in the stall. He said, yet. Somebody say, yet. That is the key. Yet, yet, yet. I preached a message titled, some time ago, it's titled, yet. God forbid, I went to job and they say, here is your sack letter, yet. They gave a man a sack letter, he began to dance with the sack letter. And they say, did he run mad? He said, no, this must be promotion letter. I am not expecting a sack. I can't be, I'm not expecting a sack. Jehovah reversed the situation. Placed him at a higher pedestal. Do you know how to deal with the devil? Anything the devil wants you to do, do the opposite. He wants you to cry, laugh. He wants you to sit, stand. He wants you to be under pressure, be excited. Am I communicating at all? It is a battle strategy. It's a war strategy. When Paul and Silas were beaten black and blue, their backs bleeding in the prison in Philippi, instead of lamenting their woes, the Bible says Paul and Silas sang praises until the prisoners heard them. And then all of a sudden, suddenly there was an earthquake. Foundation of the prison shook. Prison doors opened. Chains were broken. And then they were released on the spot. If the devil cannot close your mouth in praise, he cannot close the door of your prison. And I see somebody coming out now. Wherever the devil kept you, you are coming out now. You are coming out now. God is changing your story now. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, I don't know the situation around you. Yet. Look at your neighbor, say, irrespective of what is going around you now. Yet. You shall praise the Lord. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat 1 minute. Number two is true humility of life. You want to see things from the Word of God. You want God to talk to you, to speak to you, to show you things. You must maintain the life of humility and meekness. James chapter 1 verse 21. He said, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness. Then receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to save your soul. Everything is receivable from God on the platform of meekness. Everything is receivable from God. Psalm 25 verse 9, he said, the meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. The meek will he teach his way. The meeker you are, the more light you get. The meek will he teach. God cannot teach the proud. God does not teach the arrogant. The only thing God does to the proud is to resist them. James chapter 4 verse 6, God resisted the proud. Wherefore, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. God resisted the proud. Resisted the proud, resisted the proud. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5. 1 Peter 5 5, the same thing. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. The God who is assisting everybody is resisting somebody. That person is called the proud, the arrogant, the braggadocious. The ostentatious, the man whose shoulder is always raised. I knew a young man who is always raising his shoulder until his hand fixed at that level like this. Just like that. I'm telling you a real story. My wife is aware of the person I'm talking about. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Raising shoulder for what? God resisted the proud. Now, if a man resists you, God can assist you. So if God is the one resisting you, who is assisting you? If God is the one resisting you, you are resisted indeed. No pastor's prayer can save you. That is why there are so many people who cannot be helped by any prayer. The pride is too much. Arrogance is too much. And you're wondering over what? You open the Bible, you want to read, God block you. You want to study and see something, he block it. He said this one shouldn't see any revelation. He will use it to boast. He will even use it to make money. That will never be your portion. Say a louder amen. The meekest man, please take your, the humblest man, meekest in the Old Testament, in his generation, his name was what? Moses. Numbers chapter 11, verse 3. The Bible said, now the man Moses, 12:3. Now the man Moses was very meek. Above all the men, which were upon the face of the earth. Everybody in his generation at that time, none was meeker and humbler than Moses. What was the outcome? God showed him what he showed no other person. To start with, he made Moses to write the 5 books. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. 5 books, the first 5 books of the Old Testament. He gave Moses the privilege to write it. In fact, gave Moses the privilege to talk about creation that happened almost 1,000 years before his birth with precision as if he was there. Which means that God just opened a video and said, see what was happening at creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Wow. Darkness was upon the face of everywhere. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. He was talking what he was seeing. And God sat down beside one of the waters of Eden. Molded the clay. Molded it to man. And God breathed. And man became a living soul. And he made that man to sleep and took a rib. He was saying what he was seeing. The extent of your meekness is the extent of your insight. He was saying what he was seeing. God said, if there is any prophet among you, I only talk to those prophets through dreams and vision. But for my meek servant Moses, I spoke to him face to face. All of you calling yourself prophet, the highest you have seen was a vision, a revelation, a dream. This man, me and him, we talk with like a friend. Hallelujah. The extent of your meekness is the extent of your insight. I am asking you today, please calm down. Calm all the way down. Humble yourself. So that God can open your eyes to see things that will change your life. Somebody say aloud, amen. And of course, if you look at the New Testament, apart from our Master Jesus, the next person that you'll talk about in terms of humility was Paul the Apostle. See what Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 and 10. Say, for I am the least of the apostles. I am not qualified. I am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am not, don't even call me an apostle. I am not qualified. That's Paul. What a humility. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. He says it further. And then he connected the two. Unto me, who I am less than the least of all sins, is this grace given. Grace is given to the humble. Don't even call me a pastor. I am not even qualified to be called a Christian. I am less than the smallest Christian. I haven't finished reading it yet. This grace is given. What grace? To preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. What people can't search out, God showed it to me. What people can't find, he showed it to me. To preach. Meekness. Beloved, your greatness is at the mercy of your meekness. Do you know that Moses the meek, we just read now, in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, is the same as Moses the Great. Exodus chapter 11, verse 3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses, who we saw that was the meek now, was very great in the land of Egypt. Moses the meek was also Moses the Great. So your greatness is also at the mercy of your meekness. Show me a truly meek person. I will show you an undoubtedly great person. No devil shall limit your greatness. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. True humility or meekness of life, we get revelation. And finally, this is number 10 now, is true obeying the word. Obeying the word. Mark chapter 4, verse 24 to verse 25. You want God to show you more things? Obey the ones he already told you. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that has to him shall be given, and he that has not from him shall be taken even that which he had. Now, look at the amplified version of verse 24. Mark chapter 4 and in verse 24. Then he said unto them, pay attention to what you hear. By your own standard of measurement. That is, to the extent that you study spiritual truth and apply godly wisdom. That's, you put it into practice. To that extent, it will be measured to you. And you will be given even greater ability to respond, and more will be given to you besides. The measure of attention you give, your measure of attention and application
determines your measure of revelation.
Did you hear what I said?
Attention and application determines revelation.
That is why every time God shows you something, ask yourself, what do I do with this word?
Identify action point immediately. Attention and revelation. Attention and application determines revelation.
When God says something to you, identify action points and apply them immediately. You know, the rebellious will always dwell in a dry land. You are hearing, but you are not doing. In Psalm 68, verse 6, God will never give you instructions beyond your obedience. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. God will never give you instructions beyond your obedience. Let me say it like this. He will never give you instructions beyond compliance. He won't give you instructions beyond compliance. He won't give you revelations beyond your applications.
I am permanently with a pen and a paper. I like to drive. I like to drive a lot. Driving is one of the things I like to do, but when it came to the point where I was receiving light and insight almost per hour, I couldn't drive anymore because I'm on the steering and an insight is coming and I don't want it to run. That was when many years ago I got a driver. So I'm writing. From the word, from situations around. Like I told you, we just came. All right, before we go there, let me just say one more thing. God won't give you revelations beyond your application. This is my counsel today. It's the same thing that we counseled in the first service. Give the word of God the place it deserves in your life. And the word of God will give you the place you deserve in this life. Give the word of God the place it deserves in your life. And the word of God will give you the place you deserve in this life. Somebody say amen. I've not begged for people or for audience with anybody, but I have effortlessly seen audience. Because my greatest passion is the audience of the King of Kings, the attention of his word. Somebody say a loud amen. We returned back from Malawi yesterday, 5-hour trip. I learned so much from that trip. I have jotted down notes from the things I saw there that I learned from pertaining my assignment and pertaining God as a whole. I've written so much. Up till last night I was writing because I saw so much. We were invited into that country about 2 or 3 years ago by the General Council of the Assemblies of God. I didn't know the man who was inviting me. Yet I said, yes, I will come. The meeting was scheduled for last year, August. And I think because the COVID situation and things were still on the ground, we could not go. They persisted. They wanted us to come. When I finally gave the word that I will come, the implication of going was very massive. I don't miss Sunday service here, but I'm meant to preach there on Friday night and then leave there to come here. And if I leave here on Friday night to come here, to come back home, regular normal procedure, I will be landing Abuja here maybe by Monday. Because I'll have 2 connecting or 3 flights.
That is even if I leave by Friday afternoon, if I preach only on Thursday, I will reach Abuja here Sunday after the second service. So it was very intensive. We had to see how to work arrangements on going by ourselves and coming. Everything was intense. Children convention was on. I was meant to be on ground for the children convention, and then this other one was holding, but decided to go. Holy Spirit bearing me witness to go, just go. You don't know what you are going to expect on the ground. When I went there, I realized, I told them when I got there, I said, you people thought you invited me for yourself, but I just came here and saw many things. First, 2 days. Hold on, you are in a hurry. Don't, hold on. 2 days before we arrived there. Meanwhile, while these people were inviting us, when the program handbill was ready, a sister, a woman, saw the handbill and said to them, you mean this person is coming to this country? He said, yes, he is my pastor. That woman sent us a text message 2 days before we left here that she's a full member of Dynamis Church. She has done foundation class. She has done discipleship and leadership training class. She has done Dynamis School of Ministry, the Bible school. She even did the Solomon Business School at that time. Did all of those things. While she was in Abuja here for 6 years, 5 years out of those 6 years was in Dynamis, serving in the United Nations here. And now she's back to her country, literally on secondment, as the secretary to the president and cabinet. Is the equivalent of the SGF here. In fact, she is the next person in terms of administration of the whole country. Police and everybody is answerable to her. She's a daughter in the house. As soon as we arrive, here she was at the airport. You can feel free now to show the clips. Or maybe you just hold on until I'm through with the story. At the airport receiving us. At the airport, I was seeing the man who invited me for the first time. And then we went from there. All right, you can start with the clips. The other man there is the deputy speaker of their parliament. That's a woman right there. Bishop there, I never knew him, I never met him.
Malawi admires your ministry.
Malawi, ima sirila utumiki wanu.
Pause there 1 minute. Alright, so this woman began to tell everybody her story, and I began to cry because I didn't know. She said to them, she said, any speech I ever made in the cabinet that you people applauded, this is the source. She said, the other time I said, there is nothing so lost that cannot be recovered. Say, he is the one who said it. You see, I want to make a confession now. I was in tears. You know my tears? The little thing that we were doing, we never knew to the extent it was going. What if I came to the altar and just stood carelessly and didn't say anything? And I didn't preach anything much. I didn't know a person whose life was affecting a whole nation. Everything stops at her table. She's administering, if there is no NEPA in the country, I mean no light, it was her. Every single thing. The moment she stepped in, the whole country took shape. single thing is running and walking and running. He said, His Excellency told her one day, said, do you sleep at all? Do you sleep in the night at all? He said, Your Excellency, that question you asked me, ask him, ask the pastor. He said, that ability, whatever it is from him. And then I preached in the morning to the minister session. In the afternoon to the whole of the cabinet, the president of the country. Police, everybody, ministers, the whole cabinet was there. The evening at the crusade. Next night, we are at the crusade ground. Where the president went on his knees with the whole of us to hand over the country afresh to God. Incredible. And the president told me, said, I only saw you on television. And now I am seeing you in person. And then he said something else. He said, in the course of our struggle, I came to Nigeria, came to Abuja, and came to Dunamis Church. Can show us pictures. Very emotional moment. I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. I began to say, let us take care of everybody well. Because you don't know who came and you are not aware. And those who are coming, you say, I came and nobody was aware. And those you are seeing today, you don't know what they will become tomorrow. Show us all the whole clip right now. The morning session ministers conference.
Malawi, ima sirila utumiki wanu, kimoyo wanu.
I want you to be desperate. Father, everything this man carries, let it drop for me today.
Amen.
As you leave this conference, what other people are looking for will look for you. What other people are seeking after will seek after you.
The cabinet, the whole cabinet.
That must be placed ahead of comfort. Leaders release their full potentials. They give out their very best.
Yes. So he said, when you just said and prayed, the pain is completely gone. It's free.
Are you not sitting and looking like that?
That right ear that is not hearing is open just now.
In her right ear.
She wasn't hearing in her right ear.
Yes, from 2009.
From 2009.
After you prayed, sir.
14 years of deafness.
Jesus. Amen.
Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a shout of praise.
Her right ear, she couldn't be able to hear.
From 2004.
But today, after your prayer, sir, she's able to hear.
For 18 solid years, she has not heard with that ear.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout.
What happened? Amazing things happening, sir.
Yes.
This gentleman has been suffering from diabetes for several years. He came into the crusade tonight totally blind.
This young man.
Diabetic retinopathy.
Totally blind.
Yes, sir.
He's been diabetic for how many years? For 23 years. Affected eyes and kidney. Diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic nephropathy.
He has a central line there. He has a central line there.
Incredible.
Now, for dialysis.
Incredible. The God who healed your eye will heal your kidney now.
Follow me.
From 1994, yes, sir, he has suffered from hypertension and it led to kidney failure and he's been on dialysis. He said when he came in for the service last night, something happened to him and he received strength. He began to feel better. Between yesterday and today, he has been making urine by himself.
Started urinating by himself. Kidney back to normal. I prophesy to you, anybody related, connected, associated with you, wherever they are, their healings are released, their testimonies are released. Shout the loudest, amen.
Amen.
Lift up your touch light. All your touch lights. As the light is shining over Malawi, everywhere you are, every person, let us flood the nation with light. Flood the nation with light. I'd like to respectfully invite His Excellency. Assembly of God and His wife. As we pray for the nation and speak over the nation, wave that light. With that light lifted, we are going to go before the one who is king over all kings.
We humble ourselves because we have failed God and because we have failed one another. But that light, let that light shine everywhere until darkness flee. That darkness is not given any room in our homes, no room in our offices, no room on our streets, no room everywhere until light is infused in everything we are and we do. And in humility, we all kneel before God.
Are you hearing presidential talk?
We are on our knees before you as a nation.
Father, we ask today, Malawi shall not be ashamed.
Malawi
shall not go down. In the name of Jesus, we decree fresh oil on the ground of Malawi. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke and every agenda of darkness be destroyed. Everyone here tonight in need of surrender to Jesus, pray the prayer of surrender after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you.
Incredible. 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 Lift up your hands and let's honor God. I heard people send me a text message while we're there. He said, please let that be a seed for our own nation. And let God do the same, this kind of thing for our nation. And He will do it. Lift up your hands in worship of God. Only He deserves the glory. He alone. He alone. He alone. He alone. He alone. Masha koko bagaya. Shato to labaya. Shako labaya.
Thank you.
Lift your hands, everybody. I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you.
Lift your hands high. Everywhere you are, lift your hands. Be upstanding if you can. Be upstanding.
I come to you.
Lift those hands high.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you.
Lift the hands high. Higher. I whisper that name, Jesus. That's right. It is. It is. And again. Jesus. And again. And again. And again. I see the Lord removing things from people's bodies that are not meant to be there. I see the Lord breaking chains and breaking yokes, bringing people out of prisons. I see the release of impartation, the release of deliverance, the release of liberation, the release of freedom. Something is being released in someone's life now. Lift your hands high. I receive what God is releasing. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive at the top of your voice. Father, let it flow. Let it be released. Let it be released. Are you ready to receive? When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head. Father, let it be released. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Healings, deliverances, breakthroughs, impartations, and everything that is yours today. In the name of Jesus, I receive. 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 Receive! Receive! Receive!
Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Something just happened. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of victory. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And we're getting ready for the special ministration for the servicemen. Please let everyone be patient, because we are dealing up with the destiny of our nation right now. Before then, somebody's right ear opened in the course of this ministration. God dealt with someone's affliction on the breast on the right. Someone's flow of breast milk without breastfeeding has just been arrested. Somebody with an anal condition, I don't know if it is pile or something else, that God has healed. His chain was broken. A demonic transaction was canceled. A weight in the abdomen was dropped. And if you are in that category, something or anything else happened to you, God brought you out of a prison. That's right. Somebody's hand was released from the bondage. An ancestral curse just got scattered. That's right. Money that has been tied down just got released. A case against somebody has just been dropped. I see victory in the air. If you see victory like I see it, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Everyone in that category with any of such situations and you have an answer, come, let us hear from you. Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omereya, Nogeya, Omereya, Nogeya, Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omereya, Nogeya, Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omereya, Nogeya, Agamaseya, mama, agamaseya, mama, arekele, mama, onye mwanyi, imena, agamaseya ya, mama, 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 Jesus, onye, agamaseya ya, mama, agamaseya ya, mama, arekele, mama, onye mwanyi, imena. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name.
Lord, we lift up your name.
Let's first you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Yes.
Let's go.
Sir, this is our sister. A personnel. She said for 2 years, the two eyes have had serious pain. But at the shout of receive, she was so shocked that the pain has gone.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. It is over forever in Jesus' name.
Bishop Edward from Cameroon. The man said for 35 years ago, his brother shot his left eye.
His brother
shot his left eye.
What kind of shooting?
When we were babies.
Yes.
So for 35 years, when I'm reading, I see stars. Anytime I want to pray, I see the stars on the left eye.
And what happened?
But right now, when you said we should receive, the star disappeared. I just feel the rattling.
For how many years now? 35 years. You are bishop from Cameroon.
He said that he has 12 churches in Cameroon. He prays people get healed. But today, he said that was the only reason why he came to Nigeria.
Wow.
Because of that eye.
Incredible. Congratulations, Bishop. Father, fresh oil on Bishop. Power of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire. Fresh grace. Fresh oil. In Jesus' name.
Bro, Ezekiel said his life had been shattered and battered. Coming to this service today, he was looking unto God for something. At the shout of I receive, an animal, a baboon, walk out of its life.
Baboon, gabadaya. Do you know that English word? Gabadaya. It's a Hausa version of it. What is the Hausa version of it? Lift up your hands. Every stranger in your body is living right now. In the name of Jesus. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body is out now. Yes.
Brother Clement had a demonic attack. At the same time, stood on the charm some months ago to the extent that he couldn't bend the leg anymore. He couldn't do any form of exercise. He came in that condition to the service. At the prayer we said, I receive. He said, power surged through his body, the pain disappeared, and now he can do what he couldn't do before.
Congratulations. Power of the Holy Ghost be free. Let's go. Can we be faster if I take 4 or 5 then?
Sir, he said, in the midst of that ministration, that God opened his eyes and he saw, yes sir, Brother Emmanuel, chains broken from his both hands and from his waist. And then he saw a strange hand pulled out a dark garment and wore him a white suit.
Incredible. Every evil garment on your life is set on fire now in Jesus' name.
Yes. Inspector said in 2020 she had an accident that fractured a right leg. But she came in with severe pains all over that leg. At the mention of I receive, she said she felt fire came out of the leg, and that leg is totally free right now. The pain is gone.
Congratulations. Power of the Holy Ghost sets you free. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Can we?
Yeah.
Can we go all the way? Sir, our sister said for over 2 years, breast fluid has been coming out.
Oh, really?
Yes, for over 2 years now. Now, at the instance of that word, he said
it dried up.
It.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Lift your hands. Everything flowing out of your life that is not of God returns back to hell.
Sister, for four weeks now, chest pain, back pain that locked the hand, the left hand.
Lift your hand now.
But now she can.
And the hand is free. Give the Lord a praise. Power of the Holy Ghost, you are set free.
Sir, the enemy shot an arrow of death on this gentleman. They call it squamous cell carcinoma.
Incredible.
That had metastasized to the organs, internal organs. Came in here with terrible pain on the liver.
Where is the focus of this squamous cell carcinoma? Right here.
Yes,
oh, no.
Terrible pain, he said. He came in here with, this is a brother. But in the midst of the administration, pain gone. He's here to give God praise. God arrested that cancer.
Skin tissue cancer. Squamous cell carcinoma. Just dried up now. Lift up your hands. Oh, really? And this hand couldn't lift because of metastasis. It spread already.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the pain is gone, the cancer dies to its root. Die! Jesus' name! Be roasted by fire, go back to hell. You demon of cancer, die out of this body. You won't take this fine young man out before his time. Free. Be free. Any area of your body where the balance of it is, command it to dry up and die up. In the name of Jesus. Yes, the hand is shaking. Power of the Holy Ghost. Leave. When you see the leaf dry, it's because the root has dried. The pain is gone. I believe that the cancer has died. In Jesus' precious name. Brother, it is well with you. Confirm for us and return and let us know. Is there anyone more you wanted us to check? It's done. Go check with the doctors and confirm back to us. It's well with you. We have diverse testimonies here, and I'm not sure we can take all of it. If there is anyone or two you think so, otherwise, you are all free.
Sister Rosemary has been having a demonic encounter for the past 1 month where a beast will come to molest her. And at the end, when she wakes up, she started losing weight. It almost affected her job performance. And then she became distracted, cannot concentrate as a result of this. She came in that condition yesterday. She told somebody that today, God of Dunamis will answer her. As we shouted, I receive. She said she saw a woman who looks exactly like her in black walk out of her. And she believed her deliverance.
Every spirit of impersonation. Place your hand on yourself and say, every spirit of impersonation. Every spirit of diversion. Your tenure expires in my life. Today you are going. In the name of Jesus. On your marks, get set, shall go. Every tormenting spirit of impersonation, get out and return back no more. In Jesus' name.
Our sister has been bleeding for the past 15 years.
15?
15
years. Issue of blood.
Yes, sir. With severe pain in the abdomen. In the heat of the ministration, the pain took off and the bleeding has stopped.
15 years.
Yes, sir.
Like the woman with the issue of blood. That one was 12 years. This one is 3 extra years. Father, thank you. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your hope is almost sinking in despair, my Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can save. Take your burdens to the Lord. Leave it there. I pray for every one of you here today. We have so many testimonies because of our time. We won't take all so we can finish the service on time. Return back to your seat and your testimonies be permanent in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Leave it there. Country. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. You are here, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Anywhere you are, right in this assembly, you are saying, Pastor, I've heard the message. I've seen the manifestation of God's power, the healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. Stand up on your feet quickly. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and rush to the frontier. And let me pray for you. Be the first person to come. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. Pastor, I want to be a genuine Christian. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want my sins forgiven. I want God to be happy with my life. I don't want to live my life and end in hell. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 10. 1. Be the first to come. Carry your Bibles and your bags. fair, they are running. Don't be the last to come.
All the way to Calvary.
Three.
For me, he died to send me.
Everybody, money, 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 sing it. All the way to Calvary. For me, Jesus. For me, Savior. For me,
all the way to Calvary. For me, he died.
Keep running.
All the way to Calvary,
for me,
my Savior,
for me,
who made the way,
for me,
all the way to Calvary,
for me,
he died to set me free.
They are running forward, running forward, running forward. You are still there. You need a yoke of sin broken off your life, drinking, smoking, womanizing, masturbation, prostitution, anything that is a lifestyle, gambling, fraud, and any lifestyle that you are not happy with, and you want God to break it, and any lifestyle you know will take you to hell, quickly step forward here and let us pray for you again. I'll give you the count of seven for this one. Quickly, I'm tired. I've come out like this before, but I am not saved. I am still living in sin. I need help from God. Quickly run forward here. One.
I've got my mind.
Two.
And I would turn back
because I want
to see my Jesus
someday.
I've got my mind made up.
And
I would turn back
because I want
to see my Jesus someday.
Goodbye, I
stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure. I stay no longer with you. To go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's
way. One more time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh Lord.
Stay no longer with you.
Goodbye. Oh Lord.
Stay no longer with you.
I have
made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Place your hand on your chest, every one of you here, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please, ushers, let every movement be absolutely stopped, especially at that gate right there. Not one person move. We're about to pray a very sensitive prayer for our nation. And if you love this country and love your own life, it's not time to move now. Every single movement arrested until we are through in the next 10 minutes or so. God bless you. Hallelujah. All of you who have prayed that prayer, it's a new day for you. The Lord lay his hands on you, cause his purpose in your life for you to be fulfilled in Jesus' name.